how to get started with email marketing. If you know the power of email marketing, you are probably looking to get started with email marketing. As discussed in the previous episode, email marketing is one of the most important components of digital marketing. But how exactly do you get started? What are the steps you need to take to get up and running with email and ensure your campaigns are a success? In this podcast episode, I'll walk you through the steps of getting started with email marketing and ensure your first campaign is a success. Let's begin. Start your goals. I guess you would be a little disappointed to read step one. To listen to the step one. You would have already wanted to sign up for an email marketing tool and send your first email. But that's not how it works, and you know that too. Before diving in head first, you should take a moment to think about your goals and what you want to achieve with email marketing, because it is the goals that will dictate everything else you do. The type of campaigns you send, whom you send, what content you include, and how you measure the performance. Most people start with signing up to an email marketing tool and then don't do anything else. The culprit is not having goals. Without a destination to reach, you wouldn't be able to pick a route to travel. Email marketing begins the single most powerful channel to reach your audience can be used to achieve a number of different goals. So it's worth spending your time thinking clearly about the results you want to achieve with it before jumping in. It could be anything: driving new signups for your product or services, generating and nurturing leads for your sales team, driving more attendees for your event or webinar, or even generating more sales. Step 2. Build your list. Congrats! Now you have decided your goals. It's time to build your list, or grow your list if you have already one. All you need to build a list is a simple formula and a right email marketing tool. An incentive, also known as the lead magnet, plus easy signup option is equal to big email list. Let me explain it. To build a list, there are only two components you need to get right: the lead magnet and a simple signup process. Let us talk a bit about these components. The lead magnet. People are skeptic by nature. They don't want to share personal details like email addresses and mobile numbers. There is an intrinsic resistance to share such details. The lead magnet is the incentive or an ethical bribe you need to give to your prospects to break the resistance and share their email addresses with you, thus giving you permission to send them emails. A lead magnet can be anything: an ebook, a webinar, an email course, a free course, a case study, an infographic, or even discounts. You need to remember one rule: the lead magnet you choose should be relevant to the goal you want to achieve. Number 2. A simple signup process. People are lazy by nature. Unless you make the signup process as simple as possible, they won't be signing up, even if you get a lead magnet, which is worth a lot. Number 3. The tool. After people opt in to your email list, you also need a right email marketing tool to capture and build your email list. I would recommend the free tiers of MailChimp or MailerLite to start with, but choosing the right email marketing tool is a big decision. Step 3. Pick a right campaign type. Congrats again, you are halfway through it. You have already selected the goal and now started to build the list. Now is the time to pick a right campaign type that will be helpful to achieve your goals. There are several types of email campaigns you can use, but we will focus on the top two here. Number 1 is newsletter. This is the most common type of email campaigns used by both B2B and B2C businesses. A newsletter is a great way to keep in touch with the list of people who already know you. It'll help to place your product or services top of mind and drive people back to your website. Number 2 is announcement emails. This is something you're already familiar with. It's a great way to announce your list about the new content or product or services you've launched. It instantly drives a massive traffic to your business depending on the size of your list. I personally get tens of thousands of visitors each time I mail my list announcing my new blog post. Both these email campaigns can be used to drive visitors to the website, get signups to new products, create awareness, and nurture your leads. Number 4. Set up and measure your campaign. We have reached the final step of the email marketing step setup process. Now it's time to put email marketing to action and measure their performance. Setting up the campaign. Log into your favorite email tool and set up your first email campaign following their specific instructions. Start the campaign. Measuring your campaigning performance. Once your first email is out of the door, getting opened and clicked, you'll be able to track and measure the performance. You can track a variety of metrics like open rates, click-through rates, unsubscribe rates, bounce rates, etc. from your email marketing tool. So that's it. You are all set to start your email marketing campaigns. Well, I know this episode just covered the overview of starting with email marketing, but don't worry, as in the next episode, I will also be sharing more email marketing tips and tricks to help you become a successful email marketer. This is Dibakar, and you're listening to Digital Marketing University. Peace.